Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Magandang umaga sa iyo lahat, mga kaibigan at kapamilya. Watashinaw namnay, nagsikatsi this guy, o kikitis ka sa kayo. Magandang umaga sa iyo lahat, mga kaibigan at kapamilya para sa Dona Manila. Dito ang kiting sa Panarol siya kayo sa kayo for today. And it's 98 December 2015, the approximately 10 a.m. for you guys in Central Time. 8 a.m. for you guys in the Pacific time zone. Kamusta? So as I promised here today for you guys in the United States here, I did actually tell you guys that I am going to share with you today the situation with the ISAN information. So, as I mentioned yesterday, the ISAN, the audiovisual, the International Standard Audiovisual Number, basically is what it stands for. This has been assigned to the company of Republic International for the movie The Angel and Me. This is, as I said, a public information, more of a international program, basically, in some of the situations here. So, you guys may remember the version number of 2.112. Still have that number with me for The Angel and Me. Media is optical disc. Media is part print, or sorry, is film print of. And it's the original documentation and the original format. Language is English. The Angel and Me is the title of the movie. 186 minutes with the reference year of 2006. Spoken languages are English, Tagalog, Japanese, Chinese, Spanish, and you guys probably seen that already yesterday, so that was what's going to be on today. Find another thing here. Pull that up here. And this is actually pertaining to the DVD cover. The feature running is 2160 hertz or high def. That's in 4K format, 2.351. The languages is 9.1 surround sound, theatrical surround sound, English, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, Tagalog, and Spanish. Subtitles are also included in our English, Spanish, Tagalog, Cubano, Francese, Portuguese, Dutch, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and Thai. Written language is English. For now, color format, Technicolor, Dimension is 2D, ultra high def 2160p. Aspect ratio is other. Aspect ratio is not listed, but it's actually 2.351 is the aspect ratio. Countries of distribution: Asia, Asia Pacific, international, worldwide, Asia, Australia, Germany, United Kingdom, Antarctica, Argentina, Brazil, Chile, China, Costa Rica, Guatemala, French, New Guinea, Korea, South Korea, Democratic People's Republic of Japan, Mexico, Malaysia, New Zealand, Philippines, Russia, Thailand, Singapore, United States of America, and of course, Canada. I think I mentioned Mexico in there, so. This distribution channel theater, and of course, distribution platform, Theater Cinema. Rating companies. In situations of the rating, United States MPAA has rated it R for the United States. Australia OFLC is rated RC. Brazil DJCTQ rated 14. Canada Maritime Law rated R. Chile. The CCC rated 14. Germany, USK, 16 plus. France has rated it under the PEGI 16 plus. United Kingdom, PEGI 16 plus. Ireland, PEGI 16 plus. Japan, EIRIN, R18. Korea, Republic of Korea has actually rated it under the KMRB rated R. Mexico RTC B15. Malaysia Film 18PA parental guidance. New Zealand Film R16. Philippines Film R18. Singapore R18. The film does actually contain the version, content, alert, kind of information, version number, and of course the content alert, which is under the notation of other. Media fluctuation can be about DHD DVD MP4 format. ISBN has been noted, and the runtime for the movie is 186 minutes. It's a little over 3 hours. And with that being said, that's what I want to do for that part of the movie. And I do know I'm still trying to get hold of the FCC. I think your system is down at this time. And I don't think no one can get in. But I can actually try another time too. But oh well, this is what we're going to do for today. We're going to go into the full reading of the, you know, the back panel of the DVD case. I'm currently working on something for you guys here too. And that also includes some end credits, so that's... That is that. I'm not going to show you how it was done, actually. So we have been assigned a ISBN number for the DVD. This DVD is actually a combo pack. It's being sold as a combo pack. It has proof of purchase. The Angel and Me combo pack has been priced at $29.96 plus tax. Has the ISBN, and then goes on to the barcode. The barcode is assigned to us. Universal may be the distribution company. We were going to go through another company, Buena Vista, but he said he's going to go through Universal. But like I said, there's actually a story, like a life story of what's happening in the movie, stuff like that. It shows pictures of a Philippine ferry ship called The Princess of the Stars that's on top of the DVD. Shows pictures of the fire dancing, two pictures actually, the storm of Typhoon Frank. It also shows the photos of the United States going into turmoil through the martial law ordeal, or the, you know, that stuff. So it shows my picture, shows Hardy's picture. I'm going to go into reading this here. This movie is based off of one person's life. This movie is about one girl whom is only one goal. Natsumiko Kimikaze's Angel and Me is based on a true story. Basically is what this whole movie is about. In mid-2008, Typhoon Frank swept through the Philippines and had left devastation throughout the country. But life of the woman whom had survived the typhoon with tons of heartache and a country missing her. She left the United States in an attempt to help others when needed, but only ran into another problem. Being held hostage, as she is, you will see in the film with the pre-president Aquino, Benjamin Aquino III, phoning the United States, talking to them about the president. But in the end, has found herself giving herself to nothing, with the United States, whom had voted for Obama as president in 2008 and 2012, she took an action in late 2012. Natsumiko Kimikaze has signed orders on behalf of the international business called Multilingual Reality Network, which is a multinational corporation, due to declare a worldwide civil war on the United States, which has already been done in 2012, due to some findings in the U.S. system that was illegally obtained. Basically, the whole hostage ordeal is what it is. In late 2012, she has tracked several federal tax ID numbers in the system using a technique only known to Natsumi. GPS, which is a global positioning system, which is what we use to track emails, to track, you know, everything else in the system. Many of the stuff that's been out there has actually has barcodes and has RFID chips. Those same tax ID numbers were traced and noted an address. Laredo, Texas and Minneapolis, Minnesota were both caught in the stolen information. Both states were addressed and noted in 2014, with the nation in turmoil over what is happening. Ferguson, Missouri broke into riots. This movie is based on and around the events in the world. You guys might see some photos in there on the back of the DVD that shows Ferguson too. Give you guys the full specifications for the DVD. Video is 2160 ultra high def, which is 4K. Aspect ratio is 2.351, with the bonus features at 1080p HD. Audio, 9.1 surround sound, 9.1 theatrical surround sound, languages, English, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, and Tagalog. For the bonus features, English, 5.1, Spanish, 5.1, Japanese, 5.1, Chinese, 5.1, Tagalog, 5.1, and Francese, 5.1. Subtitles include English, Spanish, Tagalog, Cebuano, Francese, Portuguese, Dutch, Chinese, Japanese, Tagalog. Oh no. Yeah, no, I said that, no. Korean and Thai. Bonus features include the English 5.1, Spanish 5.1, Japanese 5.1, Chinese 5.1, Tagalog 5.1, and of course, Francese 5.1. Same thing for the feature. So. I'm going to go through one more thing here. It's basically the Angel and Me, the making of the Angel and Me is going to be put on the disc on the bonus features. Live commentaries is also in there. The music, photo shoots, interviews, radio programs, and more. They're also going to be put on the disc. The surround sound is by the Dolby Atmos. The radio format is in 4K ultra high def video. The audio effects and stuff like that is done from DFX, FX International, Universal Comcast, and Star Music are both for the audio sequence. It's rated R. For here in the United States, DVD video. Angel and Me is based on a true story. Next time we meet, can we talk to Angela, Hamelia, Hannah, Ari, Akira, and Ben Pettit. The 3-disc special edition box set is priced at $29.96. What else we need to go through here. I do know we have about 10 minutes in the program here. You know, when I did this yesterday, I didn't want to do much of a talking because of the fighter jets in the area, so wanted to hold off on that so they got away. Now I'm gonna go through the 2-disc thing. Three-disc special edition box set, Dolby Atmos and TSC. Runtime is 186 minutes. 186 minutes is 3 hours and 6 minutes. it's the full disc feature by Universal. DVD format, Destroyed Kid, The Angel and Me, Totoro, Haoshi, Makulo, Gustav. That is this one. Show you this too here. The Beatmos bonus features gives the 5-digit number in TSC 75 minutes. I was expecting it to be an hour, but it's 75 minutes. The Angel and Me's bonus features, DVD video rated R, Universal, Twitter, Haoshi, Makugusa, and Me, it's a box set. The Angel and Me soundtrack is also on here. That's gonna be in for the soundtrack. I do have to do a phone call to Create Space and see if they do box sets at all. If they do, then we'll submit everything. If they don't, then we have to find a company who does box sets, because we do have 3 discs for one. But anyways, if you guys go to, what is it, NK official.bandcamp, BANDCAMP.com, that is where much of my albums are at. So if you guys are wondering where the albums are at, that is where they are. You know that you guys were wondering if they're backed up. They are backed up. Much of the albums are pretty much backed up. I still have my Reverb Nation that's still up there. I still have my MySpace. MySpace I haven't used much. And I still also have my Facebook, so my Facebook is still there. And I do have, I think, about 7 minutes. Anyway, that's basically what it is for today, and I know I'm supposed to be going to do some other things once I finally get paid from someone or some people. Wouldn't that be my one that paid me in the first place? So, that is the only reason why I quit working for BMI, because BMI wouldn't pay. That's why I'm hanging out hostage here, because you might wouldn't pay me. And maybe I've been stolen. The reason why I'm saying I've been held hostage, because I have no mail, and it's not been delivered here. Someone either stolen my mail, or it's being misdelivered. And I had submitted all the evidence to the court that I mentioned yesterday. The Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. So they are going to be taking this case from here on out. And I will not be doing anywhere in the state of South Dakota once I leave. Once I leave the state of South Dakota, I cannot come back to the state. And ask what the state did to me. Because once I leave, that's it. I came in hoping to get some filming done here for a concert, but you may want to pay me royalties, so that's where they screwed up. I will not be performing at all for this country. The South Dakota and the Republic had ruined it for everybody, and that's it. I will not be accepting any apologies from anybody, nor from the public. Apologies will not be accepted. If anybody tries to say any sorry, you say goodbye to yourself. I'm making note to the military. There is no apology accepted. Do you think we have a classy message program? For a minute. So, anyways, with that being said, I am going to sign off here today, and I do know that it is basically going to be up to the military to make a decision when martial law is declared. I'm going to not go into more details after this, so.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Nathan DeCosta for Mustangaringo Radio Network, Republic Media International, in association with Commerce Incorporated, copyright 2012-2016, Universal Comcast. Production by Nathan DeCosta Productions. All right, teacher.